Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel. It's a very, very short piece from Luke, just five verses, but it's a very important piece, and it's almost a piece that everybody can remember. It really stands out. It relates so closely to our own experience of life. And really, the whole point of the piece is the importance of achieving balance between work and prayer. So we'll look at the text now, and we start off in verse 38. And he's on his way to Jerusalem, and Jesus accepts hospitality from these two sisters. And in doing this, he illustrates his own instructions to the apostles that he sent out, the disciples, two by two. Eat what is set before you. In verse 39, this sitting at the feet of Jesus, a lovely image of rapt attention. And it's also very controversial for a woman to sit and listen to a teacher. And it's said that a rabbi wouldn't speak in the synagogue if there was a woman present and her sitting with the men to listen. She'd be chased out of the house. So it's her choosing to do this, which is revolutionary, and also Jesus' acceptance of it. He didn't complain, he didn't chase her, but she must have trusted him and sat on and listened to what he had to say, to listen like a disciple. So this next one, verse 40, the complaint of Martha. And it seems to be threefold. There's a lot of things to do. Secondly, the sister isn't helping. And thirdly, the Lord hasn't noticed. So using her sister, a third party, using Jesus really to attack her sister shows a certain lack of courtesy on Martha's part, frustration. So verse 40, 41 then, there are things to be done in hospitality. But maybe the problem is Martha's attitude. She's fussy and over fussy. And the whole point of hospitality is to make people feel welcome, not fussed over. I can remember being fussed over when everything in the table was arranged around me, and to the detriment of other people at the table. It makes you feel like an idiot or a child, been spoiled, but it's just mistaken love that people would fuss over you. So if there's anybody fussy who listens to this here, try to chill. And I think that's what the very last verse says, verse 42. The goal of hospitality is to achieve a real meeting between hosts and guests. In this case, the guest is our Lord. So there's only one thing necessary, and that is to listen, to enjoy his company, to let him tell his story, let him say his truths, and for us to enjoy that. There's so much to be gained from meditating on this, but the overall point, just repeated, is to achieve balance. And I often think of the Benedictines. There's a rule of St. Benedict written in the 5th century where that's what he talks about, balance between meditation, prayer, and work, and a third corner, recreation. So if we can achieve balance in our lives and not do any of these excessively. But for the Benedictines, this was, of course, supported by the people who were living according to the rule. This was the whole point of monastic life, that you had people supporting you as you left the meditation and went out to work, or left the work and went into recreation. So, things to share, talk about, some questions. So these two sisters then symbolize the contemplative and the active dimensions of life. What wisdom have you learned during your life experiences, and how to strike a balance between prayer and action. And also, we can make the same mistake in relation to people who are important to us, children, friends, partners, parents. We worry and fret about doing things for them when perhaps the important thing is to give them time and listen to them. So what do your experiences tell you? So God bless you as you sit together. I'm going to send this in the usual way, and I hope it arrives, and that Mary sends me an email and says, yes, we got it. So here we go. We'll finish with a prayer. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ and make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our daily lives, make us attentive to your voice and alert to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God bless the work.